I could drive a car through a fence. Bonnie sitting shoddy, not Barbie and Ken. Probably dip instead of weathering your whims and woes. The piss and moan, I prefer sticks and stones.
Week two of coming back. I'm Braga, he's King.
Hey.
And he's Ski.
Yep,
that's confirmed. So last week we teased it quite a bit, and I figured we just wouldn't waste any time, and we'll just get. I mean, we had our amount of listeners that we required for this, and so we're doing a second one. But also, I know everybody's been, you know, on the edge of their seats, proverbial seats, because I don't think that's really how listening to podcasts work, but. They're waiting for the gardening talk. And so let's, you know, just teasing a couple things on the show we're going to have coming up. We're going to talk about the NCAA lifting their ban on people being at facilities. We're going to talk about ESPN's top five Blazers lineup, which I have a problem with and a question about. Maybe South Korea sex dolls. In stadiums, that was a thing. And Stephen A. said Dame needs to leave Portland to win a title. So maybe we'll talk about that. But King, how's I mean, we had some rain today. That's the thing about the weather that I've been noticing, and it's been golden for gardens, is it's been, you'll get these couple days of rain and then you'll get sun, like 80 degrees. It doesn't really make sense other than us living in Oregon, but how you been?
Well, see, this year's been tough because April weather was May weather, and May weather is now April weather. And you're not supposed to fertilize if there's going to be rain within 48 hours. And that, in the last 3 weeks, it's inescapable. So the vegetables and the fruits that people are planting, they're loving it. But the grass, which is more important than fruits and vegetables, if we're being honest. The grass is where this weather is just not helping.
The grass has been a pain in the ass.
Been a pain in the ass, and you can't fertilize, so you can't kill the weeds. It's pandemonium.
Weeds just loving life right now.
The weeds are thriving.
They really are. So I have this little area in my backyard that when I moved here, I live in a duplex now. And when I moved here, I turned it into a garden. So I, you know, dug up what was there, kind of shaped it the way I wanted it, put some cool, nice dirt in there, like repotted some plants from before. And it is what it is now. And, you know, a month or so ago, I did the work. I planted stuff. I went to the store, which, by the way, going to the store now for seeds and stuff is, it should be frowned upon if it's not. You know, why are you going to the store?
Essential. Seeds are essential.
To get some seeds. Hunting, gathering.
I thought you'd been to have to fight a bunch of people off for these seeds.
I know, right?
You know, about a month and a half, 2 months ago, people were like,
they were
like, who am I going to have to kill here maybe to get some meat?
It's funny, people, that's the first thing people did is they went and bought guns and seeds.
Yeah.
The seed thing. I mean, I don't want to get too much into this.
Literal hunting and gathering.
But literally there were people losing their shit because they couldn't buy squash seeds in case the quarantine.
It's not actually Armageddon yet.
Yes, it is. You have not awoken to a completely dead city and you're just roaming around. It's
yet. We'll see. But anyway, so I have that garden all set and it's fantastic, but then like you said about the weeds, they're thriving more than anything else is. I'm like, it's a every couple of days I'm going in there de-weeding, or if you slack for a week, it's over.
Toast.
It's overrun.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. I know you got some inside tips here, King. I mean, you're fucking like Johnny Appleseed up in the fish.
You got the flamethrower.
I know.
Well, you can't use the flamethrower on the weeds. They say you can, but it really kills like a radius around everything. So, you know, you just with the weeds in the Lehman Valley, You either just got to pull them or meticulously spray. You can't be willy-nilly, and you gotta turn down that nozzle and just snipe them perfectly right in the heart.
Yeah, that's a skill, by the way.
It is a skill.
That you acquire after years of hard labor trying to figure out a damn garden in the state of Oregon.
I planted some steppables over the weekend.
Steppables, so you step on them?
Yeah, you can step on them. Okay. Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a good idea for
it's
a
plant. Like, it's like ground cover, essentially.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We'll see how that goes.
All right. What's the idea there?
So I live where my backyard is really clayey and acidic, mm-hmm. So it's hard for some plants to grow. So yep. It's really just the lazy thing to do, where in between the lawn and the patio is just this band of dirt. Not much grows there. So I figure if I do the steppables, it will expand out and it'll look good, but really it's just like one crappy little $4 plant.
Fair enough. I got 3 blueberry bushes I'm really hoping will actually happen. Because I tried a couple of them last year and they failed miserably. They just, for whatever reason, it could just be the dirt, but it is what it is. I want blueberries. I want to be able to go to my backyard and pick blueberries and eat them because they're awesome. Nope.
Pick that entire bush and get like a mouthful of blueberries.
I'm saying it's worth it. It's worth it. And you got strawberries back there too. It's worth it. I mean, they don't take a heck of a lot of work, or apparently they do. I found a way to make them fail, but
yeah, I planted some potatoes like a month ago. Ooh. In case shit really hits the fan, we're back in the days of famine. I will have potatoes. Yeah,
you shouldn't put that into the universe. You shouldn't tell people that. Like,
I'm gonna get looted for my potatoes.
You are.
I am. You are. I am. Damn it.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened already. Actually,
soon.
You're about a month away from being on the back of your deck with a shotgun. And a varmint comes by, you know, someone prowling in the tall grass behind your fence back there.
Yeah, speaking of sniping,
I mean, yeah, they're gonna catch a fucking buckshot in the ass there.
Get some lead, baby.
Y'all kids, stay away from my potatoes.
I might just get a pitchfork.
There you go.
And buy some overalls, because if anyone in overalls and a pitchfork is guarding taters, he ain't messing with them.
No doubt.
The gun's not needed.
You're gonna be like Brick from Anchorman.
Exactly.
Kill a guy with a trident.
Exactly.
No. All right. Anything else on gardening?
I will.
This is a weekly segment now, right?
I mean,
we can save some for next week too.
I'll just get one quick thing in. Right. The thing about gardening that I don't get, the new scam that I am falling into, is sort of in the line of steppables, but ornamental moss. There's a whole listen to this. There's a whole subsection of poisons that you buy every year
to kill
a place
moss.
Like this to kill moss.
Yes.
And then there's a whole subsection where you buy different kinds of mosses to plant. It's maddening.
You know, I was having
open your eyes, people.
I was having this conversation about ivy the other day, because I grew up, you know, the neighborhood I grew up in, and across the street, like Underbridge Park area, there was just it was all lined with ivy. It was all big ivy bushes. I used to play baseball across the street and would hit home runs into the ivy bushes. I loved ivy. But then as you grow up and become an adult, they're terrible. They destroy houses. They destroy gardens. They destroy everything. And people spend tons of time killing it. Mm-hmm. They're just trying to kill it and keep it away. And so why would you – like, as an adult, as a grown-up, why would you purposefully bring ivy or moss into your area? Unless you have, like, a little pond, I guess.
I guess.
But I don't have a pond. I'm not introducing moss.
People want that Wrigley on the West Coast feel, I guess. Just, you know, some crawling ivy on the fence. Just sometimes I got to go up on that fence and rob something every now and then.
That's not a bad point, actually. Would you do that if you had enough land? Would you build some sort of sporting thing?
Maybe a wiffle ball field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think about that too, actually. There's something to be said about having like really nice Bermuda grass on your property or something like that, just well-maintained. I'd go out there and just lay down on it. Maybe play a sport. I don't know.
God, grass is such a fucking upkeep, though. God.
Yeah. Well, if I'm rich enough to own land, I'm rich enough to pay someone to maintain that land. So. All right, we good on gardening?
We're good.
All right, fair enough. We'll listener, we'll round back to that next week.
Hey, yeah. send your gardening questions to look, I don't even know what your handle is anymore, King.
It's still at Drami.
Yeah, the people that are listening would know.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, no, we'll put it out
there. So,
at TSB Pod, that's the one I'm running. Okay. At Jeromny, that's King. At TSB Ski, that's Ski. And then you could even put them on the Facebook post for this release. And we'll hit you up with that quality gardening talk. That's my promise to you. So I want to get to the Blazer stuff because there hasn't been a heck of a lot else. But so ESPN, I sent you guys the picture earlier. ESPN did their top five for the Blazers. So top five starting lineup for the Blazers. And so it was Dame at point. It was Drexler at shooting guard. It was Brandon Roy at small forward, LaMarcus at power forward, and Bill Walton at center.
Yep.
Roy, did he ever play small forward? Ever?
I don't remember if they really went small with him at three.
If anything, he was shooting guard and point guard, right? Like, yeah. I don't remember him ever playing forward.
In fairness, they're fudging these lists. I mean,
they are definitely fudging him.
Paul George is on the all-time Thunder list. I mean,
so here's my hot take, along with a question for you guys, because I was thinking about Roy, and I've kind of always thought this. Like, when he was here, he was the whole team. He was great, but he wasn't here very long.
And 5 years, I think.
5 years, oops. And he averaged 18 points a game. Which is good. I mean, it's good. It's not, you know, what Dame is doing right now. And I was looking at the numbers earlier, and I flat out compared them. Pro Basketball Reference, I compared the two of them. CJ McCollum and Brandon Roy are the same player statistically. Except CJ McCollum is going to be with the Blazers a lot longer.
Or is he?
Touché.
If they ever play basketball again, and if they ever actually trade him like we talk about them doing every single offseason.
Though, I would say the difference between those two is that CJ doesn't play defense, which is fine. Not many players do right now, but he's objectively bad at defense.
In an era where there is no defense played.
And I'm totally against, like, the retiring of Roy's jersey, which is a different tangent, but I'll wrap that back around. So I'm not a Brandon Roy guy, but there is a thick nostalgia for him because, A, his career was cut short, which sucks.
Yeah.
But, B, he came in after the Jailblazer thing, and the Rose Garden at the time was pretty empty and drab, and he brought him back, and he never won a playoff series. But he got him back there after some pretty lean years for the Blazers. So I get it. I don't fully subscribe to his overall place within the franchise, but I get why people have that feeling.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't have Roy in my top five at the small forward. Just because, like you said, he played five seasons. That fifth season was. I don't even know if he averaged 10 points. He was, you know, crippled at that point.
Barely played,
I think only two of his five seasons he might have even played 70 games even. So you're trying to tell me there's not another player in the Blazers' history that had, we'll say, a three-season run in their career there that equals Roy or is better.
Yeah.
And so I guess what we're saying is Walt Williams, the Wizard. He's a top five Blazer. I guess that's what we're saying, right?
For Cliff Robinson, right?
I mean, Pippen was there, what, 3 years too?
Four years?
No. I mean,
he's kind of bad at the end.
And how about Bill Walton at center? So Bill Walton is a Hall of Famer. I completely understand 100% why Bill Walton is at center. I would take other centers over Bill Walton. I would take Rasheed Wallace over Bill Walton.
See, that was the other one I was kind of looking into, like, because he only, I think he was only here in Portland for four seasons, too.
Walton?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think he only got four seasons in Portland.
Yeah, and then he went to Boston, but, right?
Yeah, but it,
and
it was.
And then his back stopped working.
But it is fucking the dregs when you're looking at Portland big men.
Yeah.
The only other person I thought would even warrant it was Sabonis.
Sabonis, yeah.
And he was fucking an old cripple at the time, too.
He was old and crippled and didn't really produce a heck of a lot either. So, like, he I think we remember – I mean, that's clearly the case with a lot of Blazers. We remember them more fondly than they actually deserve, I think. It's kind of the Batum ideal, you know, or the Myers-Leonard ideal. Well, like, people look at Myers-Leonard like, oh, man, he was the best. He wasn't good.
I don't know if many people were saying that.
Like, Blazer fans fall in love with people, even if they're not good basketball players.
Well, at least you'll say about Walton is he won.
Yeah. Yeah.
He won. That's something. You look at all the other guys, they ain't win shit.
Yeah.
But I was the other person I was kind of leery on first before I looked into some numbers was Aldridge.
Mm-hmm.
But his numbers in Portland, like on the all-time lists,
yeah.
I mean, he's in the top three of like every major category for power forward.
100% agree with that, yeah.
Fun fact. Bill Walton spent more years as a San Diego Clipper. A San Diego Clipper.
Wow.
And a Portland Trailblazer.
How long was he a Blazer? Do you have it in front of you?
4 years.
4 years? So he shouldn't be on there.
And the fifth year he didn't play a game.
So he's exactly like Brandon Roy. So if we're putting Brandon Roy on there, then it's okay putting Bill Walton on there.
Walton won.
He won a title.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
if you really want to go, you can just put anyone on the title team on the top five.
Yeah.
Because they're the only ones that ever do shit.
But then again, if we're talking about all-time Blazers, so we're talking about what they did for the Blazers or the best players to play for the Blazers. Because what's that discussion? Because then, like you said, Pippen played like 3 years with Portland. So Scottie Pippen's got to be on there. Probably over Brandon Roy, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of people over Roy, I think.
Rod Strickland?
I mean,
Kersey Kenny Anderson, there.
Bonzi
Kenny.
Wells.
Bonzi.
I love Bonzi Wells still to this day. Yeah, Rod Strickland. Damon Stoudemire.
No, at least you guys
they're loaded. They're loaded at point guard.
I was going to say that Dame and Clyde are like locks. No question of those two at least.
They're locks, yeah. I think there's a discussion to be had for everybody else cuz I mean, you could conceivably put Wallace at power forward too. So Who you got? You got Rasheed Wallace or LaMarcus Aldridge?
I got Aldridge.
Reluctantly Aldridge. Reluctantly Aldridge.
Mm-hmm. I think I like Rasheed Wallace more.
Oh, definitely.
And I like that he played really good defense and shot the three and was big. And, yeah, I'd probably take Aldridge too. I don't think there's a doubt there. All right, you guys
got Antonio, San Antonio Spur legend,
yeah,
Marcus right. Aldridge.
That's right. Well, that's how we talk about Pippen, right? Portland Trailblazers legend, Scottie Pippen.
Brandon Roy,
especially
Minnesota Timberwolves legend.
Right? Especially after the last dance, right? Because Pippen apparently hates the Bulls and Jordan now.
Well, I would.
That's the story.
Jordan kind of trashed him up and down.
So I haven't watched any of it. I think most of it is because I lived it. And I don't need to hear Michael Jordan's take on Michael Jordan. So I'll probably watch it eventually. Like I'm a sports person, so I have to, but I don't know. I haven't felt a real need to watch this series, even though everybody's talking about it. I feel like everybody's talking about it because it's the only thing on right now, but
cool.
Is it good? Yeah,
some people are just getting fucking trashed on there.
Yeah. Well, Jerry Krause apparently, is getting destroyed with every episode. But
I mean, I see it more as that. It's more of MJ just fucking cracking on people,
yeah,
and exposing them, even though it's such a fluff piece for him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing about a documentary on a single person that, like, has control over everything.
Yeah.
the negatives aren't going to outweigh the positives coming out of that. But
why is Michael Jordan so mad at people? He is the best player ever. Nobody's really doubting that, by the way. Every once in a while, somebody will come out and say, "Oh, Kobe or LeBron or whatever," but it's really few and far in between. Like, I know he's always kind of been surly, but settle down, Mike.
Just wants to win. It all comes down.
He's
got to win this documentary too.
What cracked me up about the documentary is, so they moved up the time frame. So I think when it first aired, they only had the first four or five done, and they were making the other ones on the fly.
Right.
So as we're in the middle of this global fucking pandemic, Michael Jordan and ESPN decided to change the story, and that it wasn't a wildly irresponsible thing to do to play with the flu. No, now he got poisoned by a pizza.
Yeah, where did that come from? Poisoned Garbage. By a pizza. That is literally the first time. So this happened in the 90s. That is literally the first time anyone has ever said he got poisoned by a pizza.
It's a bad lie.
Was this week?
He had the flu, and he didn't want to hurt his image by being a guy who put others at risk back in 1998. He changed the story to a pizza.
He was a hero for that, and he always has been a hero for that until a month ago. Like, we can stop with that, because that game is legendary, and it always has been. We can't just change the narrative on the flu game. It's the flu game.
The pizza game.
The pizza game. Jesus. And then I heard ESPN just said they're going to make a doc on Tom Brady that's going to come out next year.
Yeah, a wildly uninteresting guy. Let's give him 9 episodes. Why not?
I honestly
trying to say Tom Brady's not charismatic
at all? No, he's pretty boring. He's pretty boring.
It's crazy because he's the best football player ever, married to a supermodel, and they could not be more boring. As individuals and as a couple, they're the most boring people ever.
The only positive of this happening,
avocado ice cream.
If there's anything saving Brady of, like, you know, Brady in college in Michigan, you know, like some wild stories, maybe we might actually hear something where Brady was like, you know, railing lines off fucking like 10 chicks tits or something like that. You know, just like, there's got to be something good in college that Brady did that was like,
He was just on Howard Stern like a month ago, and Howard Stern, maybe the best interviewer ever, debatable.
Yeah,
was grilling him on that, like, give me something interesting, college, fun. He's like, "I smoked marijuana once or twice in high school, and then I realized it hurt my drive and focus."
By the way, that's bullshit. He never smoked marijuana.
Oh, he totally, never. No. No.
He just made that up to sound cool to Howard Stern,
and it looked worse.
Yes, that's how awkward and boring he is. At least Joe Montana was cool.
And now he wears Skechers.
Yeah. They're the Lyft ones, right?
They're the Lyft, yeah.
The Lyft ones.
Yeah. Kansas City Chief legend.
Yeah, really good on the Cavs. Well, all those former Niners quarterbacks are Kansas City Chief legends.
It's true.
Elvis Gerback.
Steve Bono.
That's right. Man, you're Chiefs, by the way. That's something we missed.
Well, you know.
Your Chiefs beating my Niners in the Super Bowl?
You know, the next dynasty. You know, just casual.
I mean,
it is what it is.
Yeah, you're kind of saying that jokingly, but that's going to be the case.
Until they have to pay Mahomes, and then
unless Patrick Mahomes goes all Alex Smith on us or something.
And then they're 10-6 every year, but whatever.
10-6. Yeah.
What was the more surprising thing, the Chiefs actually winning a Super Bowl or Andy Reid winning one?
Andy Reid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a shocker, right? I mean,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it was just funny because his Achilles heel is time management. And then, of course, he went against Kyle Freaky Shit, like the one guy who can out butcher a clock, you know, in the league. And, hey, it kind of happened.
Hey, just think if Cristobal ever makes it to the show.
Oh, casual just Cristobal.
Think some of those games.
Casual Cristobal. By the way, it's got to be weird for Arroyo, right? Because he takes his new job in Vegas, and then Vegas shuts down. There's nobody in Las Vegas. I don't know if you guys have seen pictures of Vegas.
It's wild.
The streets are completely empty. There's nobody there. And that's where he's working. And also, by the way, you can't recruit. Also, by the way, you can't be around your players. Also, by the way, who knows if you're going to have a season. That's got to be insanity for him.
Still Vegas, you know. Yeah. He at least gets a – I think they've turned the lights back on the strip. So at least he gets a good view at the end of the night.
Yeah. Speaking of guns, I mean, he could go, like, hunting on the strip if he wanted to.
Good.
Have animals have wildlife returned to Vegas?
The desert has healed. Yes.
The streets of Vegas.
We were the virus.
Oh, man. All right. So, all right. I'm going to run through a couple of things and stop me if you have any hot takes on them. Do you have anything else on The Last Dance?
I'm glad it's over.
Yeah.
Episode 9 was terrible. 10 was okay. It needed to end. I'm glad. No more Jordan. We're done. He's go away. I haven't missed you.
We get it, actually.
Yeah.
Mike, you're the best player ever, and you're kind of a dick to people. Still kind of are.
I have a question on that.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to see a bunch of people now, especially like basketball players, that have a camera following them around?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Throughout the season, like gearing up, like, dude, I'm going to have my fucking doc come out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, easy. Definitely.
You know, you're talking KD, Curry, LeBron, you know.
Oh.
Kyrie spitting his fucking flat earth bullshit. It's like, you know, all these guys, everyone now is going to try to cash in on this because of Jordan.
100%. 100%. Because they can control their own vehicle. So
exactly. That's, I mean.
You know, to an even bigger degree than Jordan did, you know. Because, you know, LeBron has his company. KD has his. Kyrie's, you know, they're all getting them now. So. Yeah.
LeBron's out there producing lots of movies nowadays.
Lots of movies.
That's going to be his. That's going to be his retirement scratch. Not that he needs it.
Yeah, I was going to say he's going to need that.
He's probably going to end up making more money doing that than basketball.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. Who the fuck knows when we're going to be able to go back to movies? By the way. I legit miss going to a movie theater. I was thinking about that the other day. I didn't go all the time. But I would go, you know, every few months, I'd go see a movie or two. I fucking miss that.
Well, I think the difference now is they're kind of gross. They've always been kind of gross and dingy, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, they're.
But that was the charm.
Yeah.
You had a little popcorn grease, you know, some Coke, some Jujubee stuff, maybe a little bit of semen. But that was the charm. But now after this. We're in a new normal. That's not, you know, movie theater grossness is out.
The semen is fine, but I can't be around the COVID. We got to take care of the COVID.
Yeah, well, yeah. We're all in this together.
Yeah. I mean, I know you got kids. Did you drop $20 for Trolls 2?
I did not because that is my least favorite movie. The first one, it's a toxic movie. It's poison. Justin Timberlake, get out. That damn song, dance, dance.
Oh.
I'm very tolerant of children's movies. I generally like children's movies. Trolls is cancer. I forbid it. There was going to be no Trolls 2 worldwide party at 9 a.m. at my house. That was blocked.
I like it. No. You got to put your dad foot down sometimes.
Have to. That's where I do it. Troll movies.
Pick and choose your battles. Trolls 2 is not happening in this house.
Not happening.
That's fantastic. I've never heard anybody say that about Trolls before.
I was watching in the theater just like, oh, kill me? Please? Can I just get like a really bad stomach ache and just spend the rest of the hour in the bathroom? Because this is awful.
That's something else you got to deal with in theaters every once in a while too, is the occasional like dead body in its own vomit and in a pile in the corner, and that was going to be you.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I did drop $20 on it. Yeah.
Sure. It's a great investment. It's a new model. They're, you know.
Yeah. The movie was about five different genres of music.
As well, if five times the fun, King.
As if there's only five genres of music. That's it. They pretty much ignored every other kind. As if, yeah. And then it was a whole bunch of singing, as you might imagine.
Sounds about right.
Yep. George Clinton was in it.
Oh, really?
P-Funk?
Wow. Yeah.
He did one of the voices. Have you seen him lately, by the way, George
Clinton? I have not.
He cut his hair.
Wow.
It's really, really short. He like he doesn't have a beard, doesn't have the long hair with the dreads and stuff like that. It's clean cut. P-Funk. It's weird.
I don't know if he's got that funk anymore, then, if that's the case.
Exactly, right? All right, so let's see. Stephen A. said Dame needs to leave Portland to win a title. That's kind of like tired at this point, right? Do we really need to talk about that?
No, it's true.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. It's definitely true. I mean, they finally got Melo, which was going to be their key to winning a title.
Vital cog.
And then the season ends, but yeah, whatever. NCAA lifted the ban so players can come back on campus to do workouts in June. I don't think it actually means anything. And I think it's weird that they're doing that because schools are not even close to open. They're talking about doing online courses in the winter term, let alone the fall one, let alone the summer one. So I don't know how you have the sports facilities open kids work out.
I would say the one thing about that I do understand is that in most states now, gyms are opening to some capacity, mm-hmm. you know. So it is kind of odd that you could send a kid to a gym wherever they're from. You know, hey, work out at the Crunch, the local Crunch gym, mm-hmm. which is not going to be as – it's not as going to be as controlled of an area as if you bring them back to Notre Dame. So I guess I get that point, but it doesn't mean a whole lot because it's all voluntary, you know, at this point. It's not even – so –
But all of them are going to do it. So you've always had voluntary stuff
true.
With college athletics that if you don't do, hey, you're going to lose your spot when football does return or something, or basketball does return.
I always loved it. Real fucking voluntary.
Nothing is voluntary.
To see someone not show up for those and see if they get a second of playing time.
Right. Exactly that. Yeah, and I wonder, because if – kids don't show up to that and there's some tangible result from it, like they lose their starting spot. They were a starter. They don't show up to these voluntary workouts. Now they're not a starter anymore. Do you sue? It opens some doors. It'd be a BS lawsuit that would probably get thrown out, but
you could make some noise though.
Yeah. You
never know.
I will say, if they do go through with the season, you know, and all these practice, you know, when school starts up and everyone's taking shit online, there's a lot of students out there that probably could be taking too many paying attention too much in these classes, mm-hmm. get a little extra time in the, you know, the weight room and on the field. You might see a lot of infractions coming out of this. You just have, I mean, because I don't know what they judge it by. You just, like, you log in to, like, the Zoom class and it's counted as attendance. Is that all it takes? You just have someone do it for you.
And there's no way of policing that.
No, that's why I say
if the teacher's on board, there's no way of policing that.
Hey, zero academically ineligible players.
Yeah. Speaking, want a good segue?
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of policing, how about that Luke Hill guy?
You mean Oregon legend Luke Hill?
Yeah, yeeks. Yeah. Jeez. There's two ways to approach this. The serious one, attempted murder is bad.
Yeah.
That kid is in for a very long, hard lesson, and it's sad because the kid's 17, 18. His life is essentially over.
It is sad, yeah.
And then there's the second part. Mario is recruiting damn boys.
Yeah.
He's getting dogs now.
Bringing it back.
Like 2 years in a row. You know, there's that wide receiver last year that went back to L.A., attempted murder, aggravated assault or whatever. Now he's facing life in jail. Now we got Luke Hill.
Yep.
With the new U.
Well, he's bringing it back to the U.
He is. It's his roots.
Yeah, exactly that.
If you're a certain Washington fucking talking head, you're saying how much of a fucking scumbag Cristobal and the Ducks are.
Well, he knows he can't win the battle, so he's got to play the morals game. Because Washington football, they had their 2-year run, they're pushing them aside. They're done again. They're just
When was that 2-year run?
When they went to the playoff and then
2001.
No, without Browning. They were good for like.
Oh, Browning, right.
Yeah.
All right, so we just hit our 40-minute limit with the first meeting. I was wondering why we didn't hit that last week. It recorded for a good hour and then some, and it didn't say anything last week. I don't know why it did this week, but who cares? Whatever. We were talking about Jake Browning, arguably the most boring, good Washington quarterback. I think both of those facts are arguable. The fact that he was good and the fact that he was boring, or the best boring. Yeah, whatever.
It's good for 1 year.
He was. Yeah. Yeah. And they really, Washington fans are funny about quarterbacks, man. They're kind of like Blazer fans with players, like with Batum and Rudy and whatever. They have a quarterback who's marginal at best, and they will idolize that person.
Well, you know, he did finger point at the worst Oregon team in like 30 years that one time. So
that he did.
Good for him.
That he did. And you know what? Troy Dye might be a marginal NFL player at some point. But he's always going to have the
dubs down.
Dubs down.
Yeah. Dye's going to be a special team guy for about a decade at least.
Yeah. I could easily see that. Spencer Paysinger.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Just like that.
You watched his show on Netflix?
No, I heard about it though. I saw an interview with Chip Kelly about it because he was on it apparently, and he was talking about it. And that's the first I'd heard of the show. You know what's it called?
The All American?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Is it any good?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. I thought we were gonna go our hot TV show recommendations.
No, I don't have any.
By the way, I mean we've all been on pandemic. So we've been binging things, I assume.
Yeah. My
what y'all got?
I just started it, and I feel bad, I think, for saying I enjoy it. Nah. But is the Hi, I'm Dave show, Lil Dicky?
Yeah, Lil Dicky show. I like Lil Dicky.
I feel bad for admitting it. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. I heard it's funny, too.
It's funny.
Yeah.
He's
a talented dude.
It's funny. Yeah, it's...
He is. Do you hear that show or that song he did with Snoop?
I did.
It's a great song.
It was a good song.
He's clever, man. He's funny. And that video he did where he like basically talked his way onto other people's videos and
recorded
his video in the background. That's genius. It's pure genius. Yeah, I've never had a problem with Lil Dicky. All right, so let's see. What did we have left? I know we have our big finale here coming up in a second. We already talked Last Dance. We already talked gardening. Already talks. Yeah. I mean, I guess we could talk NBA possibly playing at Disney World or in Vegas.
I feel like that's still so far out that it's just.
Yeah. Well, they're talking about possibly bringing teams together next month. With a possible eyeball towards July to actually play. You know, we talked about it last week. They're kind of the most ideal sport to play right now while all this is happening. Cause I don't see baseball getting through there. I mean, baseball released a big, you know, like guideline for what's going to happen when they do play, but I don't see that. It doesn't seem feasible. Basketball does. And so I could actually see that happening. And I'm hearing if they don't finish this season, it's not a big deal to a lot of them because they've already played enough of the season to where they all kind of made the money they're going to make already. But that they're more concerned about next year. So I don't know. We'll see, I guess. I don't know that, you know, I know they're kind of structurally they're built for it, Vegas and Disney World, because there's hotels that teams can stay in and they can kind of, you know, box everybody in. I don't know that I would go to anywhere near Florida right now. The entire state of Florida.
I mean, that's a safe bet, even not during a pandemic. So
nope, no chance. Yeah, I mean, and they're the first place to open everything back up too. I can just see one dude, like one asshole on the Clippers or something, walking down to the beach, getting COVID, and then coming back to the facility and giving everybody COVID.
Well,
as then you got JJ Redick with COVID. What are you gonna do then?
I guess just give the title to the Lakers at that point, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Who's gonna check threes then? All right, well, let's just get to it then. So, King, this is your idea. You want to explain it?
Well, you know, in these trying times, yes, you know, with no sports, we're all in this together. Hashtag COVID-19. There's not a lot to talk about, so it's the perfect time to make super, super serious lists.
Yes.
Slists.
Yeah.
And so our super serious list.
Yeah, you tasked us with this yeah week.
Top four movies that start with the letter C.
So I did three, but luckily I made a big long list in front of me, and so I can pick another one here. I'll be fine.
Who wants to go first?
Well, Rogi, go for it. We'll let you set the bar here.
Oh, okay. So
your number four top movie that starts with the letter C is?
Oh, I didn't even know we were going in order, though. I'm going to go number four. I'll go Cinderella Man.
Cinderella Man. Mm-hmm. Your number three all-time movie that starts with the letter C.
Oh, I'm doing my entire four. We're not going one at a time? Oh, I'm with it. All right. Then I got Constantine.
Constantine.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Was that supposed to be hands clapping?
I think it was a toilet.
That sounded like a toilet flush.
I'm just hitting buttons.
I couldn't tell what the hell that was.
Technology, folks, deal with us. We're all in this together.
We're all in this together, COVID hashtag.
Wait, a little side tangent. Is that just a new thing to say for doing anything dumb or shitty?
Yes.
We're just all in this together. Come on.
Yo, we're all in this together. Nice. Okay. Nice. Number two all-time movie that starts with the letter C is?
Children of Men. None of that's coming through.
And your number one all-time movie that starts with the letter C is?
Catch Me If You Can. There it is. We got two. Two of the sound effects work.
All right. Ski.
That's an impressive list. Don't have to follow here.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. That's why I thought we were going to go like one at a time, and then I wouldn't show you all up to start off with.
Show all the cards, you know.
It's cool. I mean, have
number
fun.
Four all-time movie that starts with the letter C.
That would be Commando. Good old classic Arnold.
Your number three movie that starts with the letter C.
That's going to be Caddyshack 2.
Caddyshack 2.
Ooh.
I'd love to hear the reasoning behind that. I almost went with Clerks 2.
It has to be a good movie because someone signed on to make that movie. So it has to be good.
I don't think that's how movies work.
Someone said, hey, Caddyshack was a great movie. We're going to make a second one. Hey, it's a great idea. Made a shit ton of money. All right, but there's going to be no Bill Murray. Oh, all right. We can deal with that. Oh, there's going to be no Rodney Dangerfield. God, that's a tough one. All right. Yeah, we can wear through that too. Oh, who are you getting to star in it? Oh, Jackie Mason. All right. Yeah. Cool. Great movie. Perfect movie.
$20 million. Here, let me write you a check. Yeah,
exactly.
Who directed that? Do you know? Was it Ramis?
I don't think it was. It can't be. Couldn't have been Ramis.
I'm going to look that up.
He would not have signed up to that movie.
I'm going to look that up. Do your next one.
Your number two all-time movie that starts with the letter C.
That's going to be Casino.
Yeah.
That was warranted sound effects for that.
Your number one.
Well, hang on. Before we get there. Caddyshack 2, directed by Alan Arkush. Never heard of that person. I'm gonna have you both guess the Rotten Tomatoes score for Caddyshack 2.
27.
What percentage 100. On Rotten Tomatoes?
100. Perf movie.
4. Wow. 4%.
Oh, damn. Jeez. Take this serious, Ski.
Yeah.
A serious list.
Well, I am. My number one is very serious.
All right, let's do it.
Your number one all-time movie that starts with the letter C.
That is the Hollywood blockbuster film, Captain Ron. Thank you, yes.
Yeah.
The greatest movie, starting with the letter C.
I can't argue with that.
Oh, fuck. I don't want to go now.
Yeah, what are you supposed to go? I got a list of some solid C's left here.
All right, well.
If you go anywhere to any of them.
My number four all-time movie that starts with the letter C, Candyman, Day of the Dead.
Ooh. Candyman?
Scary.
My number three movie.
I'm glad none of you guys also said that name. Because if you said it one more time, we're going to have problems. So don't say it. That's all I'm saying.
My number three all-time movie that starts with the letter C is Captain Ron.
Yeah. I really hope that's the only one that got multiple picks. Fucking Captain Ron.
Hey, that was my number one. I'm shocked King didn't have it at three.
It's just so chill.
A little slap in the face. I mean, Kurt Russell has dreadlocks.
I feel silly now. So yeah,
you should.
I should.
My number two all-time movie that starts with the letter C, but number one in 1990. Child's Play 2.
The second one. it's the same logic as Ski. Somebody signed off on it, so it has to be a good movie.
Signed up on multiple of those ones at this point.
I mean, everybody says that about Home Alone 2 as well.
Oh, boy. That's just a fact that all sequels are better, right?
The best by far. And then you throw Trump in it, it's gold.
It's pure gold.
My
number one movie of all time that starts with the letter C. Cliffhanger.
Ooh, man. I was wondering if somebody was going to go Cliffhanger.
I felt that deserved a way bigger sound effect.
Is that the toilet flush? Oh my god!
This is what it. I guess Cliffhanger really deserved the dolphin.
Yes.
Much like the dolphin, Cliffhanger is a very smart movie.
That's much better, by the way. The dolphin sound effect. Man, there were so many I didn't pick too that I feel silly about not picking.
Well, yeah. Well, a couple honorable mentions there.
So Con Air. Con Air is definitely one. City Slickers, didn't pick City Slickers.
Well, it's because you should have picked City Slickers too.
Yeah. Curly's Gold.
Yes.
Castaway. No, I don't like Castaway. I'm literally just saying that. It's on my list. How about Clue? Y'all like Clue?
No, but a terrible omission that you just Clue. Was the clue? No one said Clueless. What a great movie about I think in the end a love story between a girl and her stepbrother.
Yep,
which is 100%. which in like 94 whatever 2020 that's the front two pages of Pornhub.
Yeah,
and Paul Rudd was probably like 35 in it too.
Yeah, and Paul Rudd looks exactly the same.
Yeah,
rolling Paul with Rudd, the homies.
Is Paul Rudd a succubus?
Yes.
That's been my take about what's her face? She was in the underworld. Kate Beckinsale. That's been my take about Kate Beckinsale is that she's a succubus because she has never aged a day in her life. She still looks exactly the same as she did when those movies first came out. I'm pretty sure Paul Rudd and her are in some like underground Hollywood, coven.
The Illuminati.
More like Holly Weird, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're right.
All right.
Yes, okay.
Rest in peace, Brittany Murphy. We miss you. We're all in this together.
Rest in peace, Stacey Dash's career as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Talk about a right turn.
Boy, that took a turn.
Her career. Holy shit.
Jesus.
Well, on that note, we should probably wrap up. You guys got anything else?
Just anticipating more garden talk and just some more great lists next week.
I know. I'm excited to find out what list you're going to have for us next
week. Top six board games that start with the letter Q.
Save it. Save it. Come on, man. This is primo content. You're just like giving away right now.
That one's free. The next one will be behind the paywall.
Damn right.
I was going to say, how long can we put this up on a Patreon here?
Yeah, no.
Listen to us on iTunes and then Stitcher Premium. Yeah, we're in Stitcher Premium.
Oh, really?
You got to get behind that paywall.
Wow, Stitcher Premium.
No, we're not really.
No.
Thank you for listening, everybody. At TSB Pod, I'm running that right now. Running means I look at it once a week to update the episode. Ski is at TSB Ski. Are you actually on Twitter still, Ski?
Not much.
Twitter still seems to be a cesspool.
Oh, it's you. It's never look at it.
Yeah.
I have, over the last couple of years, I've had friends that have, asked to get on it. I'm like, if you're not on it yet, just stay away.
Yeah, don't do it.
There's nothing good.
So we're not doing TikTok. So Instagram?
IG Live.
Instagram seems to be the place, right? Like Snapchat went away.
Yeah, Snapchat kind of.
I think Kylie Jenner said Snapchat sucked and they lost $1 billion in one day or something, and then Snapchat just died. And so
I love the stock market.
So those are the things, right? It's TikTok and Instagram.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, we're talking about it as if we're very old people, which.
Well, I like TikTok when it was still called Vine.
All right, that's it. At Jeromny, that's King. We're bouncing. By the way, so something I was thinking about, something we used to have was the corrections. And so if anybody has any corrections, they can holler at one of you guys. Or
someone tries to say Captain Ron's not the best fucking movie starting with a C.
It's number three.
You're getting fucking blocked.
I got another C word for him if they're coming up with that. Nailed it. All right, let's go. Bye.